This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. From Joan of Arc to Wonder Woman, female icons, both real and imagined, can defy, defile, and define who women are. In assessing her own femininity, artist Pamela Joseph developed a larger-than-life alter ego, which is the centerpiece of a boisterous and bold exhibit underway at the Colorado Springs Fine Arts Museum. KUNC's Carrie Saldo has more.
For her exhibit, Sideshow of the Absurd, Pamela Joseph created a massive character that towers over the setting of a carnival midway.
Pussy Marshmallow was my alter ego.
At more than 10 feet tall, with the body of a woman, a cat's tail, and a soft, round head, Pussy Marshmallow holds Max, the world's largest house cat, over her head, and with the twist of a lever, she lifts him up.
I mean, she's strong, but, you know, she has a marshmallow head, so she's soft and sweet, and she's vulnerable. And that's, you know, encompasses a lot of the sides of women.
The show is about questioning all of our preconceptions.
That's Colorado Springs Fine Arts Center Assistant Curator Joy Armstrong.
And making us think about the way we view other people, the way we view ourselves as one part of a whole society.
But fun is the first thing viewers are confronted with. The midway is interactive, filled with mechanical sculptures that double as carnival games. Cranks and handles, which patrons are encouraged to use, activate music, lights, and more. There's an alien fortune teller.
I feel that you are worried about financial matters.
A torture museum, where Pussy Marshmallow confronts deathly feats. And a 12-foot-tall lady sword swallower. The result of the motion and movement of the works is cacophonous at times, which Joseph says is intentional.
So we have to remember that our lives are absurd, and if we don't have a sense of fun, you know, wonderment, and laugh at our problems, then it's going to be a very long road.
For Joseph, the humor and fun of the carnival was a way to introduce deeper concepts: the female role, illusion and reality, fate and chance, violence behind facades, and others.
Difference is something, you know, whether, you know, what your color is, what your nationality is, your sexual preference. I mean, people are different. And just because we might not agree on certain issues doesn't mean we can't have a discussion about them and open the possibilities of communicating my viewpoint and your viewpoint.
But it was the carnival atmosphere that drew Victor Ruggiero, his wife Laura, and their young daughter Lacey to the El Pomar Gallery.
So it was something for both of us that wasn't, you know, your normal, everyday, family-friendly event, which kind of like, well, as soon as you hear friendly, family-friendly, it's like, kind of a turnoff. So I think family-friendly has taken some of the fun out of the old Wild West. And you see that in a lot of resort towns that were crazy wild towns, and now they're like amusement parks in Disneyland.
Given the female-centric nature of the work, Ruggiero said he assumed it was created by a male artist.
That's interesting that to women it makes me look at it a little differently, for sure.
Again, artist Pamela Joseph.
Well, I think we all are freaks together, and I think we all have sides that we might be a little embarrassed about or might not fit into the way society would like us to act or perceive, and for each one of us it's going to be different. So how do we accept that difference in someone else and still accepting the fact that we're not perfect?
So, step right up and explore. For Arts District, I'm Carrie Saldo.